WMFO Medford. And that's the end of the Dance-tastic edition of the Music Savage Show. I hope I got your body moving. I got my body moving. Kirsten was dancing on the way here, and she was dancing at her house. Were your dogs dancing too?
Everybody
was dancing. Ending it with a little old school action, Erasure, A Little Respect. That was the last single from the British duo's third album, The Innocence, released back in 1988. That album turns 30 years old in April. Time flies. Metronomy up ahead of that, old school from the British band's last album, Summer 08, released in July 2016. Chromeo doing Fancy Footwork, title track and favorite of mine from the Montreal duo's second album, released in 2007. Their new album's coming out in 2018. It's titled Head Over Heels. And there's word of a tour announcement coming soon. I'm excited about that. Gold Casio up ahead of that, Colors on the Wall. Great one from the Portland, Oregon band's new album, Fever Dreams, released in June of 2017. And kicking off the set with Hot Chip, Over and Over. First single from the London band's second album, The Warning. All right, my friends, that's it. Time for the cool down period. Got you working for 2 hours, dancing around the room. Woke you up this Friday morning. At least I hope I did. Thanks for joining me. I had a great time. Hope you did too. Join me next week for another edition of the Music Savage Show. Every Friday morning here in WMFO Medford. Check out Music Savage. We have another Hot Takes post coming up about 4 o'clock. Follow us at Music Savage. You can follow me on Twitter at Ryan D. Rules. Go out and see local music. Support the local arts. And really, just be good to each other. There's so much nonsense going on and so much anger. Hell, even I'm angry. But music makes everything better. Give someone you love a hug. Tell them you love them. Make the world a better place. It's up to you. It's up to me. It's up to Kirsten. She's up next. Stick around. Have a great rest of the day. I'm going to play some Queen. Kicking off the show for Kirsten. WMFO Medford, Ryan D. signing off. Bye, kids.
She keeps him away, Chandon, in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cakes, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At a time, an invitation you can't take. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine. Beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite. Wanna try? To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Because she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class. You're absolutely right. She's out to get you. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind.
Well, that certainly wasn't what I meant to do. Not quite sure what just happened there. But that is bad to cut off Queen like that. So that was my dance portion of the show. This is Kirsten. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Again, apologies for cutting off Queen. Not quite sure what button I pushed there, but hopefully that won't happen again. And thanks to Ryan D for a great, fantastic show. That was super fun. And yes, he did get me moving this morning. I had both my dogs dancing. I had to ask him what excommunicate our love meant. Kids these days are so crazy. But that was all fun. And now we will be going into the more moody and mellow section of the morning. So I am going to start off with some Sarah Watkins. And hope we don't have any more snafus.
We can't have lost you yet. We can't have lost you yet. The flame in your eyes is dimmed by this disguise that you've held on too long. Yeah, you kept it on too long.
If you'd like me to, I'd like to sleep with you if you'd like.
So yes, this is the cool down after Ryan's Dantastic show. And that set started with Sarah Watkins, Say So, from Young and All the Wrong Ways. I just love every single song on that CD, so I probably play it quite often, and then I'll take a break, and then I'll hear a song, and I'll think, why don't I listen to Sarah Watkins more often? And then the cycle starts all over again. So then, I feel like my set list isn't quite what I played here, but I will fix that. After that was David Byrne and St. Vincent with Who from Love This Giant. Love that song. Following that was Devendra Banhart, A Ribbon from Nino Rojo. And then that last song was The Feelings, Make It Clear from their album In Between. In the background here, I have a piece called Concierto de Aranjuez. And that is a piece that was composed by Joaquin Rodrigo, written in 1939, and it was his response to the political times then, World War II and Franco and everything that was going on in Spain, and we have our own political issues going on right now. As some of you know, I am a nursing school instructor. The semester starts next week, and I just want to take this moment to send out a special thank you to my hardworking students, particularly those who have immigrated here from elsewhere, for example, Haiti and Nigeria. I want to thank them. I want to thank you, my students, for coming here and working so hard to be part of the nursing profession. Thank you for sharing your language, your culture, your food, and your values. So please keep up the good work. I am behind you 100%, and I really appreciate working with you all so much that it's really important for me to be able to share that. This piece is reflected in pieces by other musicians as well. Some maybe are a little less likely. For example, one is Deep Purple. So I'm going to do my best to make this a seamless transition. I'm not sure how seamless it will be, but let's see what I can do.
Thank you.
was a bit of a classical set there. Again, this in the background is Concierto de Aranjuez. Aranjuez. My Spanish is not particularly good. And it is a very important classical piece, significant to history in Spain, particularly during the 30s and World War II. And so other musicians have been inspired by this piece. I played a version of Deep Purple, and the title that they chose is the Orange Juice Song, and you can hear that rift in there. And after that was the Santana Brothers and Aranjuez con tu amor from the Santana Brothers. So they really adopted that theme and transposed it into something that spoke to them. So moving along, WMBR is another station that I listen to quite often, and they have a Band of the Week on Breakfast of the Champions, which actually I listened to the show on Wednesday with Becca, and I was listening to it, and Snowden was the band this week, and I looked down, and my foster dog was actually chewing up my copy of Vonnegut's Breakfast of the Champions. So I'm like, okay, well, let's play a song. So this is Snowden, and the song is Anemone Arms.
We are your sympathy and your own.
week fills up the land. Skipping stones, skipping stones, skipping stones, skipping stones. Build a home, build a home. Cold outside. Warm by the fire.
The Arab Strut.
shop. Comic celebrity takes a back seat as a cigarette catches and sets off the smoke alarm. What do you make of the cool set in London? You're constantly updating your hit parade of your 10 biggest wanks. She's a waitress. Thank you. before we knew. Where to go and what to do. Wasted hours that you make new and turn into a life that we can live. Some cities make you lose your head.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Well, this is coming to an end of my hour on the loft. All you listeners will be happy to hear that Frank will be back next week. So the semester starts and he will be back in his usual time at 9 a.m. on Friday mornings, following Pete, who does In You All Along, and Ryan, who does the Music Savage, two of my favorite shows on this station. And then Frank just kind of makes up for a nice Friday morning. It's when I roll up my sleeves and get a lot of work done. As I like to say, I could sleep until noon on Fridays. However, I wake up early and I take the dogs for a walk and I listen to these great shows. So it has been really fun sitting in for Frank in this time slot. In this last set, I started with Snowden, Anemone Arms. From Anemone Arms is the CD title. I had put the set list together, and actually the other night I was at Passim and Janae Halstead was playing there, and there she had a friend, Tara, and I'm forgetting her last name because she wrote some beautiful poetry, and one of the poems had to do with being at Girl Scout camp and doing this game called Anemone. And it seemed really fun, and not just for kids. It could be fun to be an adult and have that kind of movement. So after Snowden, I played Feist, Get It Wrong, Get It Right, from the CD Metals. After that, Belle and Sebastian, The Boy with the Arab Strap, the title song from The Boy with the Arab Strap. And then came along Galaxy 500, Snowstorm, from their CD On Fire, because we had a snowstorm last week, and we all made it into the station, which was pretty fun. Actually, the Tufts campus had cleared off the sidewalks nicely, so it took me 15 minutes to do my 15-minute walk here. After Galaxy 500 was Beach House, and that was their song Turtle Island. And as I like to say, a day without Beach House is a day without sunshine. And I ended with an Arcade Fire song, Wasted Hours from the Suburbs, a double CD that I really like. Both Pete and Ryan had played some Arcade Fire. That was one of the first bands that I connected with my nephew over, so they have a special place in my heart. In the background, I've got some Philip Glass going. I switched it out to a different